This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a big question today about the future of a project that was supposed to help Massachusetts meet its energy needs. Just last week, the state chose the Eversource-backed Northern Pass project over dozens of other proposals to meet the requirements of a state law that calls for Massachusetts to boost its supply of renewable energy. But today, a state panel in New Hampshire voted to deny a permit for a portion of the 192-mile transmission line that would bring hydropower from Quebec across the Granite State and into the Bay State. The president of the New England Power Generators Association, Dan Dolan, says the vote today puts Massachusetts in a tough position.
It means that the results of the Massachusetts competitive procurement for large-scale hydropower now is looking for a dance partner.
Annie Ropeek is a reporter with New Hampshire Public Radio. She's been covering this project and joins us now. I know you're at the meeting today of this committee. What is the panel that unanimously rejected the proposal, and what's the objection?
Yeah, so this is our site evaluation committee. They basically have to decide on big projects if they should be allowed to build in New Hampshire. So this was the last thing Northern Pass needed before it could start construction. And the panel had scheduled about 12 days of deliberations. They were on day three, and they just started to decide that they really didn't see a need to keep talking about it, that they felt that the project would have too big an impact on development in New Hampshire. So they were talking about land use and local planning efforts and comprehensive plans, you know, kind of the character of parts of the North Country. And they just felt like they knew it wasn't going to get over that hill, and they voted to deny the project a permit.
Well, the project has been hugely controversial. There are a lot of science people put on their front lawns for and against the project. Could you lay out the basic arguments on each side, for and against?
Yeah, sure. So the arguments for are basically economic. People who would get to work on the project or supply it say that it would give a big economic boost to northern New Hampshire, which, you know, is somewhat economically depressed. And people say that it's a good supply of clean energy to the region. They're happy to see that it might get to supply Massachusetts were it to go forward. The opponents are worried mostly about land use impacts and impacts to the White Mountain National Forest, the presence of big towers in a big tourism area and sort of a pristine natural area. They are worried that the project just isn't in a sound position to not hurt New Hampshire, basically. And it sounds today like the site evaluation committee agreed.
It is a decision that took Eversource by surprise. What is the reaction?
They issued a statement saying they are shocked and outraged, and they plan to appeal to the SEC for a rehearing.
So it's going to appeal, and then what happens after that if they are not successful?
If the committee doesn't want to rehear the case, it would likely go straight to the state Supreme Court. So I think we can expect to see that in the next couple of months.
All right. A huge happening today in this controversial and long project. Reporter Annie Ropeek with New Hampshire Public Radio, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So far, there's been no comment from the Baker administration about today's decision in New Hampshire and what it could mean for Massachusetts' clean energy future.